You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
So close yet so far away. 15th COP on climate change and side event Climate Forum began in Copenhagen. The 15th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change began on Monday at the Bella Center in the Danish capital, Copenhagen. Nearly 10,000 official delegates are expected. The summit's venue has a capacity for 15,000 people. Besides the government's delegates, there are 20,000 people registered as observers. Besides, social organizations and movements from all over the world are meeting at the so-called Climate Forum, the main side event to the official summit that has several planned activities from Monday the 7th to the 18th of December, when the COP will come to an end. Climate Forum begins with a press conference on Monday afternoon where the chair of Friends of the Earth International, Nima Bassi, and journalist and researcher Naomi Klein will speak. Klein gained world fame as part of the anti-globalization movement. A representative of La Via Campesina International is also expected to talk during the conference. It might be the general coordinator of the movement, Indonesian activist Henry Saragi. After the press conference, Climate Forum will be officially launched. It will include activities such as actions, mobilizations, workshops and press conferences. Hundreds of social movements and organizations will also carry out activities at the Bella Center in the spaces specifically provided for that. The official talks are expected to be harsh during the COP15. There has not been much progress so far by the developed countries in the discussions on emission reductions, climate change adaptation and mitigation funds in the industrialized world, and technology transfer. Those countries have the obligation under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Kyoto Protocol of meeting those commitments. According to Real World Radio sources, the U.S. plays a key role to avoid reaching an agreement that contemplates the historical responsibility of the industrialized countries for the greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change. The U.S. is the only country that failed to ratify the Kyoto Protocol signed in Japan in 1997, which forces the industrialized countries to commit to legally binding emission cuts. We are currently at the first stage of the Kyoto Protocol, from 2008 to 2012. Actions to be taken in the second period from 2013 to 2017 should be decided in Copenhagen, although the Annex I countries actually seek a new agreement that will also force the developing countries to commit to legally binding emissions reductions. The Bali Plan of Action agreed at the COP13 two years ago delayed the negotiations so that the U.S. would commit to emissions cuts compared to those of the other developed countries. However, the U.S. has not made any progress ever since. It has been pushing for voluntary emission reductions and voluntary funding for adaptation and mitigation to climate change in the global south, something which is very far from being climate historically and socially just. The U.S. says that it cannot secure long-term funding for climate change adaptation and mitigation, another big issue for discussion during the official talks. The arrival of U.S. President Barack Obama in Copenhagen is expected for December the 18th. Meanwhile, the Umbrella Group also has great importance in the negotiations. It comprises all the industrialized countries minus the European Union and Switzerland. It is currently represented by Australia, and it includes countries like Japan, Russia, and the US. Although they hold joint meetings, they later negotiate separately. Australia increased its greenhouse gas emissions in 25% compared to the 1990 levels, and its economy is based on coal exploitation. The European Union has also adopted very weak positions, and it comes to Copenhagen with a proposal of 20% emission reduction, which could reach 30% if the other developed countries agree. The UN scientists gathered at the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change have claimed that reductions should be between 25 to 40% by 2020 compared with the 1990 levels, but they have warned that if they only reach the lowest percentage, the risk of new climate catastrophes will continue to be really high. Friends of the Earth International, an environmental federation with presence in 77 countries, which has a big delegation in Copenhagen, both at the Climate Forum and at the Bella Center, is demanding that the Annex I countries' reductions should be of at least 40% by 2020 compared to the 1990 levels. A study conducted by Friends of the Earth Europe has shown that it is technically possible for the European Union to reduce 40% of its emissions by 2020. This would call for a change of lifestyle in the region, which is strongly dependent on fossil fuels that cause polluting emissions. A meeting of European heads of state is scheduled for December the 10th and the 11th in Brussels. Some new information from the region could come out for the negotiations. An important source told Real World Radio, quote, "The main goal of the developed countries is that China and India negotiate with the U.S. and that they commit legally binding emission reductions. The political discussion should come to an end to give way to action," the developing countries claim. They are the ones suffering the devastating effects of climate change. They are also the ones suffering from the false solutions to climate change. These countries are part of the G77 plus China, which actually comprises 136 countries in China. The member countries of the Bolivarian Alternative for the Americas, or ALBA, are part of this group, like Bolivia. This South American country submitted a position demanding the Annex I countries for the payment of the climate debt they owe after years of destruction to Mother Earth. As part of this block, the positions of Brazil, China, India, Mexico, and especially the African group are very important. Africa comes to the COP15 strong and united.
You're listening to Real World News.